WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel, beating yourself up over every little mistake? You know that feeling when self-criticism starts to sound like a broken record player stuck on the same negative song? Yeah, me too. But guess what? Today, we're ditching the negativity and diving headfirst into the power of self-compassion and forgiveness. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another, love yourself, pep talk, hear me out. This isn't about getting all fluffy and ignoring our flaws. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and grace we offer our dearest friends when they stumble. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you unlock the magic of self-compassion and forgiveness. 1. Recognize your inner critic, that voice in your head constantly pointing out your shortcomings. Yeah, that's usually your inner critic, and it can be a real buzzkill. But remember, it's just a voice, not the ultimate truth about who you are. Learning to identify these negative thought patterns is the first step towards silencing them. 2. Practice mindful awareness. Take a deep breath and tune into the present moment. Notice your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like observing clouds passing by, they come and go, but you don't have to cling to them. This mindfulness practice helps create space between you and those harsh self-criticisms. 3. Embrace imperfection. Listen, nobody's perfect. We all mess up, make mistakes, and occasionally trip over our own feet. It's part of being human. Instead of berating yourself for these imperfections, acknowledge them with kindness and move on. Remember, it's not about being flawless. It's about learning, growing, and becoming the best version of yourself along the way. 4. Offer yourself compassion. Treat yourself like a good friend, with understanding, support, and encouragement. When you stumble, imagine offering your bestie a warm hug and words of comfort. Now do the same for yourself. A little self-care goes a long way in healing those wounds of self-criticism. 5. Forgive yourself and others. Holding on to past hurts and grudges only weighs us down. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting, it's about releasing the pain and bitterness that keeps us stuck. It takes courage to forgive, but it's a powerful act of self-love that sets you free. Let me tell you a story. A few months back, I completely bombed a public speaking event. I stumbled over my words, forgot half my jokes, and felt like an absolute fool. My inner critic went into overdrive, replaying every awkward moment in agonizing detail. But then, I took a step back and offered myself some compassion. I reminded myself that everyone makes mistakes, and this one didn't define me as a speaker or as a person. Instead of dwelling on the negativity, I used it as a learning experience. I identified my weaknesses, practiced more, and came back stronger next time. The experience taught me the invaluable lesson that self-compassion allows us to learn from our mistakes and grow into more resilient individuals. Okay, awesome listeners, let's recap. Today, we learned about the power of recognizing your inner critic, practicing mindfulness, embracing imperfection, offering yourself compassion, and forgiving yourself and others. Remember, treating yourself with kindness and understanding is not a weakness, it's a strength. It allows us to navigate life's challenges with grace, resilience, and an abundance of self-love. So, what's your next step? Start by identifying one small way you can practice self-compassion today. Maybe it's replacing negative thoughts with positive affirmations, treating yourself to something nice, or simply taking a few minutes to breathe deeply and appreciate the present moment. Share your insights in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, until next time, stay kind to yourselves, folks. You deserve it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.